It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
But we are still 5 minutes out from the start of the game, so we'll go ahead and send it back from a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Welcome back, Slick fans. That was a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Looking at some of the heights here for the Marshall Lions, Rob, got anywhere from 5'5", 5'1", to there's even a 6-foot girl on here that is Jillian Hyatt, 6-foot junior. So going to be a little bit of height difference down there in the paint.
Depends on what, how she plays, where they play her, and things like that, rebounding or stuff like that. So probably one of the assignments for Kylie Richards, to one of her defensive assignment. Lady Sweekers, I think we'll go through the regular starting lineup for, you know, of Katie Moore, Hannah Murray, Caitlin Bowersock, Jaslyn Robinson, and Kylie Richards. I think it's two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore for Red Hill.
And looking out there, I think Kylie Richards, she'll probably have a pretty easy night down in the paint, working the block, getting the ball down low, and really using her size against Hyatt. Yeah. If she's going one-on-one with her, she'll be able to muscle her way to the basket and put up and in off the backboard nice and strong.
Yeah, hopefully this will be a game that the ladies will pick up that win. They've already won two conference games. They've beaten Casey and Newton, and those two wins this year were the first conference wins in about 3 or 4 years for the Lady Salukis. So they're moving in the right direction.
And Marshall Lions, the fans over there, they brought a decent crowd for a Monday night.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe about 20, 30 people over there.
Yeah, it's not a bad trip. It's about a 50-mile trip down here on Route 1. We'll be taking about a 70-mile trip on Friday to Paris.
It's going to be a fun time.
But I looked at you, you're sighing and everything else on that one. So
that drive to Paris isn't always the greatest, but there's one drive that I really dislike the most, and that is going to Cumberland. Whenever I was back in high school, and we'd have to make that trip about 5-6 times a year, it seemed like, for football, baseball, and eventually wrestling, and it was just a struggle.
When you're in several sports, and you'll go someplace, a couple, two, three times, but of course, in football, you go every other year, basically. And in basketball, sometimes you play just once a year, so you might be in every other year on that. So,
but I mean, Paris isn't that bad, but it just always seems, for any kind of sport you play, it just seems like the trip back always takes longer than the trip there, because you're basically sleeping on the way up hopefully, on your way back.
Yeah, but hopefully you're driving, so you want to stay awake.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we are just about a minute away from starting lineup and tip-off time, so we will go ahead and send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back to starting lineups. You're listening to Red Hill Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Fantastic food and family friendly.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on your future. With the latest in banking products and technologies, we have the solutions to help you keep your finances in shape, your banking experience easy and efficient. The numbers all add up. Come in today to learn more about our competitive rates, zero to low fees, and other extra values in Albion, Olney, Mount Erie, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. And thank you for making us your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, and what a night it will be where the Red Hill Lady Salukis are taking on the Marshall Lady Lions. For those of you just joining in, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, let's go ahead and send it over to you for the starting lineup.
Okay, for the Lady Lions of Marshall, they'll start Allie Compton, Maya Osborne, Macy Clark, Jillian Hyatt, and Rachel Geckler. And I don't have the heights or anything. You have a sheet that has some heights on there for them. So
Compton is a 5'6 sophomore, and who else?
Osborne.
Osborne. She is a 5'5 freshman.
Okay, Clark, Macy Clark.
And Clark, she is a 5'9 senior.
And Jillian Hyatt, you said she was 6 foot.
Hyatt, she is a 6 foot junior.
And Rachel Geckler.
Geckler, she is a 5'7 junior.
Okay. So for the Lady Salukis, they'll go with other probably their regular starting line. Katie Moore, a sophomore. Junior, Hannah Murray. Caitlin Bowersock, a junior. And seniors, Jasmine Robinson and Kylie Richard. The Lady Salukis will be 5-5. And the Lady Lions are 9-6.
So it's going to be a good matchup here tonight. Lady Lions looking to extend their winning record to 10-6. And Lady Salukis looking to get over that 500 mark here with a win number 6 here. So Kylie Richards will be jumping for the Lady Salukis. And Hyatt will be jumping for the Lady Lions. Ball is up and tip is away. It is to the Lions. Geckler gets it. Passes it down low to Clark. Clark goes to the basket. No good. Richards goes up strong for the rebound. Outlets to Murray. Murray will bring the ball up the floor. Guarded there by Osborne. Bowersock with it now on the right wing. Trying to cross up Clark. Gets it down low inside to Richards. Richards puts it on the floor. Almost lost it. Passes out to Robinson. Robinson from 10 foot out. No good. Ball creams away. Katie Moore tracked it down, and last touch there by Hyatt. It will stay Lady Saluki basketball. Bowersock will inbound for the Lady Salukis underneath their own basket. Gets it into Moore. Moore with it now, going to cut back to the lane, put up a floater, no good on the shot. Jumped up for the rebound and will be called for the foul. Kind of fighting Compton there for the rebound a little bit. 7:26 to go here in the first quarter. Katie Moore picks up her first foul of the game. Compton will bring the ball up the floor. Picked up at half court there by Murray. Goes to the left wing. looking for Clark in the corner. He gets it to her. She's going to bring it back up top, and Robinson will be called for the blocking foul.
That's two fouls on Lily Saluki. Turn. With under a minute gone. One on not on Marshall yet.
Hyatt will inbound the ball for the Lions. Gets it in, almost trailed Katie Moore in the back of the head there. Saved by Osborne. Passed off to Clark. Stolen away by Richards as Clark tried to pass it down into Geckler in the paint. Murray gets the outlet, gets it up court quickly, drives the lane, passes out to Bowersock. Bowersock looking low for Richards. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Robinson. Robinson swings it to Murray. Murray with it now, going to drive baseline. Puts up a floater. Tipped there by Osborne. Osborne gets the rebound, going coast to coast. Put under pressure, no good on the layup. Hyatt gets the rebound, and Katie Moore ties her up, and it will be a jump ball. That will be Saluki basketball. Katie Moore quick to the call on that one there to get tied up. Moore tying up with a six-footer, and Katie Moore's can't be 5'2", 5'3".
Oh, she's quite that tall, but
Moore with it now. She's going to try and drive the lane. Picks up her dribble, dumps it low to Murray. Murray back out to Bowersock on the right wing. She's going to come inside, passing it to Robinson. Almost lost it there. Out to Moore. Moore's going to drive again. Back it back out now. Picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Needing some help. Gets it over to Richards on the left side. Richards now back to Murray. Murray looking inside. Goes left side to Robinson. She's going to bring it back inside the lane. Put up a shot off the backboard. No good. Richards goes up strong for the rebound. Puts up a shot and is fouled on her way up. She will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 55. That is Geckler, her first, team's first. Richards at the line to shoot two here. First one is on the way, in and out, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Richards at the line to shoot two, missed her first one. Getting set to shoot the second one on its way, got it, nothing but net. First points of the game, Lady Saluki's on the board with Richards on a free throw, 1-0 with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Compton brings the ball up the court left side, hands it off to Clark. Clark bringing it back around the right side, puts up a shot from the elbow, no good. Bowersock gets the rebound and outlets there to Murray. Murray gets it across the timeline, picked up by Compton, crosses her up, back behind the back, over to Bowersock on the left side, drives baseline, no good, blocked by Clark. And a foul will be called as the ball got away, and it's going to go against Kaitlyn Bowersock.
It's her first and the team's third.
Bunch of girls there on the floor as they were trying to wrestle for the ball, it seemed like. Compton with the ball now. She brings it across the timeline there, passes right side to Osborne. Osborne cross-court pass to Clark, drives the lane. Swings it around. Looked like she may have traveled,
but missed
the shot. Richards comes away with the rebound. Slows it up just before the half-court line. Hands it off to Murray. Murray calling in the play. Gets it over to Moore on the left wing. Moore looking to drive the lane. Tipped away, though, by Osborne. Moore gets it back. Moore pacing the volleyball line. Passes off to Bowersock on the right wing. Bowersock back up top to Robinson. Robinson left side to Moore. Moore guarded there by Osborne. Lady Lions in a man-to-man. Moore drives the lane and puts up a five-footer and gets it to fall. Lady Saluki's on top 3-0 so far. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Compton brings the ball up, guarded there by Hannah Murray. Goes left side, almost tipped away. Crosses her up, gets it up top to Osborne. Pulls up for three, no good. Richards goes up strong, gets the basketball away. Murray with the outlet pass. Going to bring the ball up the court, uncontested. Tries to put some fancy moves there. Dumps it down low to Richards. Richards goes up, no good. Hyatt and Robinson were wrestling around for the ball, and Robinson will pick up her second foul. Four fouls so far on the Lady Salukis, as Macy Schreer will check in. She will come in for Katie Moore. Schreer is a freshman. Compton will get the inbound. She will bring the ball up the floor. Nobody on her. Lady Saluki's in a man-to-man defense. Compton on the left wing passes it off to Clark. Clark's going to pull it for three. No good. Haya and Schreer wrestling for the rebound, and jump ball will be called. And it will stay Lady Lions basketball as Moore will come in for Robinson.
And Robinson has those two fouls, so.
Compton or Osborne gets it into Clark. Back to Osborne from the corner. Off the top of the backboard, no good. Hyatt fumbles the rebound. And Richards got it, and she will be called for travel. So it'll be Lady Lions basketball at midcourt with 3:51 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Compton gets it into Clark. Clark hands it back off to Compton, and near midcourt calls in the play. Dribbles right side. Guarded there by Hannah Murray. Gets it to the right wing to Osborne. Osborne with it now. Down low to Hyatt. Hyatt goes up strong to the basket, and a foul will be called. Foul will go against number four, Caitlin Bowersock. Her second, team's fifth.
Yeah, five team fouls, and still 3:37 to go in the first quarter. At the line
her,
will be.
Sorry, that went against Hannah Murray.
Okay.
Her first. Hyatt at the line makes the first one, gets the first points of the night for the Lady Lions. So multiple Lady Salukis with one foul, Robinson with two. Hyatt's second one is up, off the back of the rim, no good. Moore with the rebound. She's going to take it herself up court, get it across the timeline. Takes her time, going to drive right side, goes up and misses the shot. She's contested there. Richards gets the rebound, throws it off Geckler. And out of bounds, it will stay Lady Saluki basketball.
Salukis have done a good job rebounding. They've outrated them by 100 Marshall 6-2.
Bowersock gets it into Murray on the left wing. She's going to drive the lane down low to Richards. Nice move up and in off the glass. 5-1. Lady Saluki's up with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Richards with three of the 5 points so far. Compton gets it into the corner to Clark. Clark fakes right, goes right. Fakes left, went right, right into the basket, up and in off the glass. 5-3. Murray gets the ball up court. Passes off to Bowersock on the left wing, goes baseline. Goes up for the shot and is fouled on her way up. Bowersock will go to the line to shoot two. Second Lady Saluki to go to the line. That foul went against number 55, Geckler, her second, team's second. Both fouls on Geckler so far. Bowersock at the line. First one is on the way. In and out, no good. Checking into the game is number 21. That is Ingledow.
K-A-I, Ingledow.
Bowersock at the line to shoot her second. Getting set. It is on its way. Off the side of the rim, no good. Richards went up for the rebound. Macy Schreer gets it up off the glass, no good. Ingledow will get the rebound. Outlets there to Osborne. Osborne gets it across the timeline over to Compton. Compton dribbles it to the left wing. Bring it back up top. Gets it to Clark. Clark from the volleyball line. In and out, no good. Richards stretches for the rebound. Hands it off to Hannah Murray. Murray brings it up the court with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Dribbles left. Crosses her up right. Goes back left. Drives inside the lane. Tries to dump it down low to Richards. And last touch by the Lady Lions, it will stay Lady Saluki basketball. And Marshall Lions head coach wants a timeout. It's a 30. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Saluki's lead at 5-3. Back in 30, you're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Lady Saluki fans, where the Lady Salukis are up by 5-3 with 2:17 to go in the first quarter on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Salukis have the basketball underneath their own basket. Bowersock gets it into Murray. Tipped away there by Hyatt in the hands of Clark. Clark will bring it up court. Pass off to Compton. Compton will get it across the timeline, guarded by Hannah Murray. Passes right side to Clark. Clark eyed the three. Puts it on the floor. Dribbling out near the right wing. Goes baseline. Dumps it down low to Hyatt. Hyatt puts it up and in off the glass. And a foul will be called. Count it and one. Five all. That foul will go against number four, Caitlin Bowersock, her second. Team six, as Allie Johnson will check in for her. Minute 57 to go here in the first quarter. Hyatt looking to put him up by one. It will be their first lead of the game as she makes it 6-5 now. First lead change. Shearer will get it in. A little full court pressure put on. Gets it into Moore. Moore's going to break that. Look at, got a girl open up court. Passes off to Richards. Richards goes up strong. Misses, but fouled on the way up. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Katie had a couple options of who to pass it to give it to Kylie Richards, who was fouled.
Foul will go against number 24, Jillian Hyatt, her first, team third. Richards at the line. Her first one is up and off the side of the rim. No good.
She's now one of three.
Richards having a little trouble at the line tonight. 6-5 in favor of the Lady Lions. Second one is up. Got it to fall. 6-all now. Compton gets the inbound. Lady Saluki is laying off, picking them up at half court. Compton finally gets it across the timeline there. Looking left side, gets it to Osborne. Osborne's going to dribble to the baseline. Guarded there by Johnson, up top to Clark. Clark with it now, dribbles back right side. Passes over to Compton, dumps down to Hyatt, back up top to Clark. Clark's going to pull it for three, buries it. Clark with the first three of the game, 9-6 now the score. Shreer gets the inbound, breaks the full court press, dribbles it all the way down court, down low to Johnson. Johnson puts it on the floor, picks up her dribble, and is called for the travel finally.
Yeah.
Moving down there, taking a few too many steps.
Yeah.
Kind of tied up in some traffic, yep. It seemed like. 1:15 to go, down by three. Lady Lions on top, 9-6 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Compton goes right side to Clark. Pump fakes, puts it on the floor, dribbles down into the corner, dumps it down low to Hyatt. Hyatt's going to go up to the basket, no good on the shot. Johnson with the rebound, hands the ball off to Murray. Just under a minute to play to go. Murray's going to dribble left side, tried to go up for the shot, blocked by Hyatt. Hyatt gets it, outlets to Compton. Compton up to Clark. Clark with it now, dribbles inside, passes up to Osborne. Osborne over to Engledow for three, no good. Shreer with the rebound. Two ladies on her, stolen away by Osborne. Shreer gets the rebound back after the missed shot. Gets it up court quickly. Dribbles down into the corner, picks up her dribble. Stolen away, though, by Osborne again. Batted around into the hands of Engledow. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Osborne gets it across the timeline, calls in a play. 15 on the clock. She's dribbling out there near midcourt. Passes off to Compton. Compton eyed the three, picked up by Katie Hannah Murray. Off to Clark from the top of the key and buries another three. 5 seconds to go. Lady Slukies get the inbound. Moore from half court. Buries the buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Katie Moore with the three to come within three. 12-9 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Never have I seen that in a high school girls' game.
Don't think I have either.
We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2
phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
For those of you just joining us, Katie Moore hits the half-court buzzer beater.
A little beyond the half-court, I think.
Just a few, about 3 feet behind it, and they start the second quarter of action out with the ball as Hannah Murray tried to dump it down low to Richards, and it went off a Lady Lion hand. It will stay their basketball underneath their own basket. Shreer will get it into Moore. Moore with it now in the corner is going to dribble inside the lane, put up a floater, gets it to go.
That's seven for Katie now.
Moore brings them within one, 12-11. Just 20 seconds into the second quarter. Clark with it now on the left wing. Dribbles inside. And Katie.
Reaching in. That's her second foul.
17 fouls. So Lady Lions in the bonus now for the rest of the half as Geckler will check back in, coming in for Compton.
I'm thinking just from watching Marshall that Macy Clark, who had 8 points in the first quarter, maybe they're basically their go-to girl.
Clark,
or maybe Hyatt.
Clark is a 5'9 senior. Clark at the line to shoot 1-1 here. First one, got it to fall. She gets the second. Sends the lead back to two. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, and Larry Bob's Pizza. Clark at the line, puts it up, in and out, no good. Hyatt bats it away into the hands of Katie Moore. She gets it across half court, almost lost control. Gets it in the corner, goes baseline, picks up a dribble, though, stolen out of her hands there by Osborne. Osborne on the breakaway, one girl to beat, loses control, and rolls out of bounds, touches the line. It will be Lady Saluki basketball.
Second turnover for Marshall Redhill with four.
Murray with the basketball. She gets the inbound. We'll bring it up the court slowly. Gets it across the timeline. Picked up by Osborne. Right side to Schreer. Schreer pump fakes. Gets it to Moore in the corner. Up top to Richards. Drives the lane. Puts up a floater. Blocked there by Hyatt. Tapped away by Richards. Into the hands of Geckler. Geckler comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Osborne. Osborne will bring it up the court this time. Into the corner to Clark. Clark brings it back up top. Guarded there by Johnson. Passes one-handed pass through the hands of Engledow. Out of bounds, it will be Lady Saluki basketball.
It was almost a bullet pass there.
That is a pretty strong pass.
Yeah.
Murray with the basketball on the inbound. 6:40 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Dribbles left side to Schreer. Schreer will bring it back to the right wing. Pulls up for three. In and out. No
around,
good.
Yeah.
Good shot there by Schreer. Contested, no less. And Katie Moore will be called for her third foul. Team's eighth. And substitution for the Lady Salukis coming into the game. It's number 21. I'll have a roster here.
That is
here.
Emma Robinson.
Emma Robinson. Osborne at the line, shooting 1-1. Got the first one to go. Gets the second, extends the lead out to 3, 14-11. 6 in the first half. Osborne's second one is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Richards gets the rebound to Murray. One free
yeah,
throw.
One out of two, another steal.
Clark steals it, steps right in front of her, and Murray will be called for the foul. Clark will go back to the line to shoot 1-1. That is the ninth team foul. Murray's second.
Macy Clark, 9 points. 9 of the 14 for Marshall.
Lady Saluki's getting a little antsy out there.
Yeah.
Clark hits the first one. Now 2 of 3 at the line. 15-11 so far, the biggest lead. 6:20 to go. Clark's second one. Got it. Schreer will inbound. Osborne will pick Murray up at half court. Kind of backed off that full court press there for a little bit. Over to Robinson on the right wing. Robinson blocked away there by Engledow. Rolls into the backcourt. Richards tracks it down. Gets it back across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Goes down low to Schreer. Schreer goes up. Block shot there by Clark. Geckler gets the rebound. Outlets there to Osborne. Osborne will bring in the ball up the floor. Looking for some help. Gets it. Cross-court pass to Engledow for three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gets it up top to Clark from the left wing for three. Buries it. Clark is 3 for 3 on three so far, 19-11.
Biggest lead of the game. It was 12-11 early in this quarter now. I think Radio's going to call a timeout.
And they do. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. 5:32 left to go in the first half on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Lions lead it 19-11. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting. and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
What are the odds? Welcome back, Saluki fans. Lady Salukis have the basketball underneath their own basket. I don't think they quite know it. Oh, sorry, it's on the sideline. Yeah. Robinson finally goes over there. She will be the inbounder. Gets it into Murray. Murray's going to drive the lane, pass off to Richards. Richards goes up strong, no good. Hyatt gets the rebound. Outlets there to Compton, who checked in between the timeouts. Compton picked up at half court by Schreier. Goes right side, dribbles back left, crossing her up, trying to find somebody open, gets it to Geckler. Geckler now with it up top to Clark. Clark dribbles right side, passes off to Engledow. Engledow inside to Compton. Compton puts up a hook shot, gets it to fall in.
Her first basket of the game.
Lady Lions up by 10 now, 21-11. Murray will bring the ball up the court, picked up by Compton at half. Dribbles left side. Gets it up top to Schreier, drives inside the lane, puts up it from the elbow, buries the two. Cuts that lead back to eight now. 4:40 to go here in the first half. Lady Lions taking their time, bringing the ball up the floor. Compton makes her move, dribbles left side to Engledow. Engledow on the left wing, brings it back up top to Clark. Clark passes right side to Compton. Compton gonna dribble left. Take a screen from Hyatt, dumps it back down low. Nice pick and roll there, and a foul will be called. Foul will go against number five. That is Macy Schreier.
Her first.
Team's 10th, so double bonus for the remaining 4:20.
And only three fouls against the Lady Lions, so.
Hyatt at the line to shoot two. First one is up, off the front of the rim, no good.
Hyatt has 4 points. Macy Clark leading the way so far with 14.
And most of those off of threes.
She's got three threes, yeah. One, two, and then I think she got three free throws. So.
All right, second one off the spring box, no good. Richards comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Hannah Murray. Murray will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline, crosses up Compton, down low to Johnson. Johnson turns into her defender and will be called for travel.
Mm-hmm. Six turnovers for Lady Salukis, three for Marshall.
Johnson having a little trouble down there in the lane.
She got double teamed and trying to find her way out of it and was caught for the travel. So
Compton brings it up left side, picked up by Schreier. Dribbles down in the corner to Clark. Clark's going to back out of that corner, pick it up, pass off to Engledow, swings it around to Compton. Compton goes baseline, stopped by Schreier, up to Hyatt, and Hyatt will be called for the travel. Be turnover, Lady Saluki basketball, 21-13, 3:48 left to go here in the game, the half. Murray with the basketball now, she's going to dribble left side, looking for Richards down low, dumps it, floater pass down, drives into the lane, and Richards will be called for the charge. I'm not sure how, she was just dribbling around Hyatt there.
Her first foul, so...
3:37 to go as Osborne will check back into the game. She'll come in for Geckler. And Coach Gray is looking for an explanation. I mean, I think everybody's looking for an explanation. I'm not sure how that was even a foul. Compton gets it off to Hyatt. Back to Compton. Drives the lane, puts up a floater off the glass, up and in. 23-13 and lead extended back to 10. 3:15 to go here in the first half. Murray with the basketball, gets it across the timeline, dribbles left side, and a foul away from the ball. Get you a name here in just a second. That goes against number 34, Allie Johnson, her first.
That's the eighth turnover against Red Hill. The last two have been on offensive fouls, player control fouls.
Compton brings the ball to the court, picked up at half by Schreier. Dribbles left side, gets it to Clark on the left corner. Pump fakes, brings it back up top. All alone, pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Kareem's out of away. saved by Robinson into the hands of Compton. Over to Osborne. Osborne up for the jumper. No good. Hyatt goes up and jump ball called. It will stay Lady Lions basketball. Nice little tie up there. I think Lions fans were looking for a foul, and Saluki fans were glad they got the jump ball because they have the opportunity to start the second half out with the basketball now. Compton dribbles inside the lane, puts up a floater off the rim, no good. Richards comes flying in for the rebound. Looking for an outlet. She's going to take it herself as Osborne's putting pressure on and almost tipped away there. Richards needs to get it. And
she threw it off one of the Marshall players because the 10-second count was still going, so that'll give him a fresh 10 now.
And timeout called.
Yeah.
So timeout's brought to you by Embraw Federal Credit Union. 2:30 to go, 23-13 in favor of the Lady Lions on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Time for the weather to change. Embraw Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Embraw Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbrawFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraw Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Lady Saluki fans, where the Lady Salukis went into that timeout where they almost got called for the 10-second call. Hannah Murray gets it across the timeline, passes off to Schreier. Schreier dribbles right side, tried to go low to Johnson, stolen away though. Comes into the hands of Hyatt. Hyatt outlets to Osborne, hands it off to Compton. Compton gets it across the timeline. Guarded there by Schreier. Passes off to Clark on the left side. Clark with it now, she's up top. Dribbles right side to Engeldow. Engeldow picked up by Johnson. Picks up her dribble at the volleyball line looking for help. Compton with it now on the right side. Looking for a screen from Hyatt. Looking for the pick and roll. Pulls up for three off the backboard. No good. Osborne with the putback though. Gets it. Biggest lead of the night so far by 12. 25-13. Hannah Murray gets it across the timeline now. Picks up her dribble. Kepper pivot foot, almost called for the travel though. Passes off to Richards. Richards all alone, passes, stolen away by Osborne. Pass intended for Johnson, goes coast to coast, up and in for two. 1:20 to go in the first half. Shear gets the inbound to Murray. Murray brings the ball up the floor, gets it across the timeline now. Goes right side to Robinson. Robinson looking down low. Gets it inside to Richards and foul away from the ball, I think. Foul will go against number 24. That's
Hyatt.
Hyatt, her second, team's fourth. She will check out of the game. Checking in is number 15. That is Sollers. Murray down low to Richards, up off glass, no good. Sollers will get the rebound. Compton with the outlet. Just under a minute play left in the first half. 27-13 the score in favor of the Lady Lions. Clark with it on the right wing. Back up top to Engeldow. Swings it around to Sollers. Pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Murray went up for the rebound. Compton comes away with it. Outlets to Engeldow. Puts up a three. Creams away to Clark. Clark to Sollers.
Double dribble.
Almost got away with it.
Yeah.
Put it on the floor and then thought about it. Put it back on the floor. But there were a couple of refs right there, so not getting away with it here. Murray gets the inbound with 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Gets it up the court. Dribbles left side. Stopped by Compton. Puts up a shot. No good. Johnson with the rebound. Outlets to Robinson. Puts up a 10-footer. No good. And Sollers gets the rebound. Outlets to Compton with 15 to go. Gets it across the timeline. Compton dribbles right side. Down low to Sollers. Sollers up top to Osborne to Clark. Clark with 5 seconds over to Engledow. Pump fakes. Hands it back off to Clark. Clark's going to dribble inside with one. Puts up a shot. Osborne, no good. As time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Lions lead it by 14, 27-13. We'll be back here in a couple minutes with halftime stats. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Here at the Doghouse, Lady Lions are up over the Lady Salukis, 27-13. It's halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. It's been kind of a crazy first half, Rob. Lady Saluki is getting up there in fouls. They got to 10 fouls with about 5 minutes to go there in the second quarter. And, I mean, Allie Johnson just having trouble down there in the paint. She's not been able to get to the basket as she's been double-teamed multiple times whenever she gets the ball down there. And then the big talker of the game so far to end the first quarter buzzer beater, the Lady Lions thought they had it with Clark at the top from the volleyball line burying a three. And Lady Salukis came down to, like, the last tenth of a second, it seemed like. Katie Moore, from at least 2 to 3 feet behind the half-court line, throws it up and just
buried
astonishes
it.
Everybody here, just burying it.
Yeah, that Lady Salukis got up to a pretty good start. They led 5-1 early at the end of the first quarter after Katie's basket. Marshall led 12-9. Red Hill cut the lead to 1 at 12-11 there in the second quarter on a basket by Katie Moore. But they only scored 2 more points the rest of the half, and Marshall went on to score 15. So they lead here at halftime, 27-13. Big culprit for the Lady Lions has been Macy Clark with 14 points. She's hit three threes in the ballgame for the Lady Lions. For Red Hill, Katie Moore leads with 7, 4 for Kylie Richardson, 2 for Macy Shear. And foul-wise, Moore has 3, Hannah Murray 2, Caitlin Barasak has 2, and I think Jasmine Robinson has 3. I think Red Hill had 13 fouls to 5 for Marshall. Jillian Hyatt had 2 fouls for the Lady Lions. Both teams had 13 rebounds. Red Hill ended up with 11 turnovers and Marshall 5. So they Sioux after leading 5-1 and coming in 1 early in the second quarter, 12-11. But the foul situation has hurt them. Plus, Macy Clark, she only had 1-3 in the second quarter, but she hit 3 out of 4 free throws. Maya Osborne had 5 points in the quarter, and Allie Compton had 4 to kind of offset the scoring of Macy Clark, who didn't score that much in the second quarter.
And like you said, in the first half of the action, Macy Clark seems to be their kind of go-to girl on offense. They last few times down the floor on offense, they seem to dribble it to the left side and try and set some screens down low in the paint for Clark to get her open here on the left corner. She gets the ball and in between the left wing and corner, and they're wanting her to pull up for that three, but Johnson and all the other Lady Slookies just kind of catching on to that and shutting her down as much as they can and forcing her to bring it back up top and reset the offense.
Right.
And it's just kind of a learn-and-go type of situation for them as they've seen. They've kind of switched it up here and there, switched up tactics a little bit.
And I mean, Marshall, the Lady Lions are the third seed, I think, in the conference tournament. Paris, I think, is 1, only 2, and Marshall at 3. So, and I think the Lady Slookies are the 6th seed. So I'm not sure, and that's who they will play Saturday. Lawrence, I think, must be the 4th seed. And I forget who they're playing, but it'll be Red Hill and Marshall again on Saturday night at Newton. I think it's a 7:30 game.
Both teams back out on the floor. So we still got about 3.5 minutes here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back with your second half action of basketball. You're listening to Lady Slookie Basketball right here on The Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Casey's State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At Casey's State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at Casey's State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. Casey's State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Lady Slookie fans. Halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're just moments away from second half action. Lady Slookie's going into the second half, going to have to switch something up a little bit, maybe run a couple different plays down there on offense, kind of spread things out a little bit, just kind of get some good ball movement and really see if they can open up the Lady Lions defense.
Yeah, and they got about 11 turnovers in the first half, and they 7 or 8 of those came in that second quarter when they were outscored 15-4. Rebounds not been too bad, but the turnovers and then, of course, the foul situation. They've gotten a little bit of foul trouble, so it's harder to play that real tight defense because you're in a little bit of foul trouble. So you got Katie Moore has three, and I think Jasmine Robinson, she's got two. Bauer, Sock, and Hannah Murray with two. So
it's going to be a tough second half here, and see what Coach Gray has in store for the Lady Lions. 27-13 in favor of the Lady Lions going into the second half here, and the Lady Salukis will start the second half of action out with the basketball. And ball inbounded to Bowersock in the corner. Robinson back up top to Moore. Moore out near the volleyball line, resetting the offense, dribbles left side, backs it back out, picks up her dribble, needs some help, gets over to Murray on the right side. Dribbles left into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Ball rebounded by Osborne. Osborne gets it to Clark. And Osborne stepped out of bounds. It will be Lady Slukey basketball. Bowersock will inbound for the Lady Slukies underneath their own basket. Looking for somebody open. Gets it in. Stolen by Osborne through the air. Osborne just like that gets it back. Gets it across the timeline on the left wing. Gets it to Clark. Clark eyed the three. Going to put it on the floor. Dribble right side. Hand off to Compton. Compton with it now out near the volleyball line. Finally puts it on the floor. Dribbles left side. Back to the top of the key. Over to Osborne. Osborne to Clark. Clark guarded there by Robinson. Dribbles right side. Dumps it down low to Hyatt. Hyatt from 5 foot out. Buries the jumper.
Kind of just threw it up over Richards, I think.
Kind of a bit of a line drive, not too much arch on that. Moore brings the ball to the floor this time, guarded there by Compton. Crosses her up, dribbles left side, pass off to Richards. Richards right to the hole, no good, and ball tipped around out of bounds, and a foul called. Foul will go against number 55, Geckler. Geckler picks up her third foul, first team foul of the half. Bowersock will inbound. Looking to get it into somebody, and a foul away from the ball will go against the Lady Salukis. Foul will go against number 2, Katie Moore, her fourth, team's first of the half. Geckler will check out of the game. And coming in for the Lady Salukis as Katie Moore takes a seat will be Macy Schreer. And fans not too happy about that. JV boys head coach Stacy Moore not too happy about that call. Osborne with the basketball goes baseline, passes out to Engledow. Engledow passes up top to Clark, pump fakes, drives right side, gonna back it back out near the right wing, try her again, goes left side into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Bowersock with the rebound, and jump ball will be called as Compton stepped in and tied her up. It will be Lady Lions basket or Lady Lions basketball. Osborne will inbound it underneath their own basket. Sorry, Hyatt. They switched places on me last second. Hyatt looking to get it in. Gets it into Engledow. Engledow up top to Osborne. Osborne guarded there by Murray over to Clark. Almost stolen away there by Robinson. Tipped out of bounds.
Didn't have a good angle to get control of the ball, so...
6:19 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Lions still up, 29-13. Biggest lead of the night so far, 16. Compton dribbles right side. Looking for Clark down low. Passes left side to Osborne. She's going to put it on the floor. Drive right side. Back it out to Clark. Clark with it now into the corner to Compton. Compton down low to Hyatt. Hyatt spins into lane. Down low to Engledow. Engledow up and in off the glass. 31-13 now the score. Murray will bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Salukis. Dribbling out there near midcourt, guarded there by Osborne. Passes right side to Bowersock. Bowersock guarded by Clark. Gets it inside to Richards. Richards puts it up from 5 foot out. Spins around the rim.
That thing was down and then out, wasn't it?
Hyatt gets the rebound. Outlets to Osborne. Osborne gets the ball at the floor and is called for the carry. Got caught up in her jersey there a little bit. Checking into the game, making her second appearance as Osborne takes a seat, is Sollers, 5'3 freshman. Bowersock will inbound the ball, gets it into Murray in the backcourt. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Murray gets it across the timeline, guarded by Compton, gets it over to Shearer on the right side, fakes right, pulls up for three off the front of the rim, no good. Richards and Bowersock come flying in for the rebound. Bowersock has it on the floor. And jump ball will be called. It will be Lady Slicky basketball. Sollers got down there on the floor, snuck in somewhere, tied it up with Bowersock. Bowersock gets it into Schreer underneath the basket. Schreer goes up and fouled on her way. Foul will go against number 15, Sollers. That is her first, team's second, as Macy Schreer will go to the line to shoot two here. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. First one is up and got it to go. Lady Slukey's still down to the Lady Lions, 31-14.
Third point for Macy.
Getting set to shoot her second free throw here. Is on its way. Got it to go. Hit them both. 2-for-2 at the line for Schreer. Engledow inbounds to Compton. Compton taking her time up by 16. Gets over to Clark on the left wing. Clark guarded there by Schreer. Going to bring it up top. Cross-court pass to Engledow. Pulls up for three. Buries the three.
I think you banked it off the side of the backboard, didn't she?
It might have been.
Looked like it careened up there
a little bit.
So.
34-15. Ball inbounded to Bowersock. Bowersock gets it across the timeline. She's going to be the point guard this time. And called for the carry. Quick turnover there by the Lady Salukis. 4:36 to go in the third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Sollers with it now on the right wing. Guarded there by Robinson. Passes up top to Hyatt. Hyatt looking inside. Swings it around. Engledow over to Compton. Pump fakes. Drives right side. Puts it up for a floater. No good. Hyatt comes in for the rebound. Last touch by the Lady Slukies. It will be Lady Lion basketball. Checking into the game for Sollers is Osborne coming back in. Engledow gets the inbound, pulls up for three. Back-to-back threes for Engledow, just like
that. She's got 8 points this quarter.
37-15, 4 minutes to go. Murray with the basketball, bringing it up court this time. Dribbles left, crosses up, goes right to Schreer. Schreer pulls up just inside, blocked there by Hyatt. Rebounded by Richards, goes up, count it, and one. Richards will go to the line to shoot one at the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul goes against number 21, Engledow, her first, team's third.
And that's 6 points enough for Kylie.
Richards at the line, trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play here. It is up and got it to fall. Osborne will bring the ball inbound to Compton. Compton taking her time. Up by 19 here. Goes right side. Almost traveled there. Gets over to Clark. Clark goes right side into the corner. Pulls up for three. Buries it. Count it. And one. And I don't know what you'd call that. The new school four-point play? Or
I guess so.
40-18. Clark will go to the line to make it a four-point play here with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Clark has been on fire from the three-point line tonight so far. Free throw is up, in and out, no good.
Oh, she was too close to the basket maybe that time.
It must have been. She probably needed to back out near the three-point line a little bit. Bowersock got the rebound there. Murray with it now. Picked up her dribble, gets it to Schreer. Schreer's going to dribble left side. Jump stop, pull up from eight, no good. Rebound comes away to Osborne. Hands it off to Compton. Compton finally gets it across the timeline. Dribbles left side, going to cross her up, go right to Clark. Clark gets it, dribbles into the corner to Engledow. Engledow back up top to Compton, swings it around to Osborne. Pump fakes, drives inside the lane, backs it out to Hyatt. Hyatt from the elbow gets it to fall. 42-18, the score now in favor of the Lady Lions on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:45 to go here in the first third quarter. Murray tried to pass it off to Schreer on the right wing and throws it out of bounds. It will be Lady Lion basketball. Compton slowly bringing it up court as she has been. Trying to run some clock off here. Pass off to Clark on the left wing. Clark back up top to Osborne. Swings it around to Engledow. Engledow up top to Clark. Pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Bowersock stretches up for the rebound. Outlets there to Murray. Murray will bring the ball at the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Goes right side to Schreer. Sure, looking inside. Tipped away there by Osborne. Osborne outlets to Clark. Clark's going to take her time. Brings the ball to four and a foul away from the ball. Foul will go against the Lady Slukies, number 14, Jaslyn Robinson. Checking into the game is number 34, Allie Johnson, coming in for Bowersock. And Emma Robinson will come into the game as well. She will check in for Jaslyn. So a Robinson for a Robinson as Jaslyn picked up her third foul, team's third. Osborne gets the ball into Engledow, pulls up for three. Somebody put her out. She is on fire for three. 45-18 the score now with just under 2 minutes to go. Murray with it, gets it right side to Robinson. Just inside the three-point line, gets it to go. Emma Robinson on the long two ball. Compton brings the ball up the floor this time. Dribbling right side, looking left, crosses up, goes to Osborne. Osborne brings it inside the lane. Looked like a double dribble, maybe. Hyatt gives up for the layup and fouled on her way.
I think by Hannah Murray, I think.
Foul will go against Hannah Murray. That is her third team's fourth of the half. Lady Slukies down by 25, 45-20 with Hyatt at the line.
Hyatt with 8 points.
1:32 to go. Hyatt, first one on the way, gets it to go. Hyatt at the line to shoot two. Tonight's game brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop. Second one is up and good. Checking into the game for Hyatt is number 55, Geckler. Schreer will get the ball into Murray. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter, 47-20 in favor of the Lady Lions. Murray dribbles right side to Johnson. Johnson with it on the right wing now. Tried to go baseline, back up top to Richards. Richards dribbles left side, passes out to Murray. Murray fakes left, goes right to Schreer. Schreer loses control, saves it before it goes out of bounds. Guarded there by Osborne. Osborne has been all over her so far tonight, trying to get another steal. Goes low, stolen away there, tipped away by Geckler. Osborne picks it up, goes coast to coast, backs it back out to Compton from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Ball creams out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Slukies. It will stay Lady Lion basketball with 50 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Clark, hands it back off to Compton, runs all the way to the left side. Goes low baseline, stolen away there, off the hands of Clark, into the hands of Schreer. Schreer will bring the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline, picked up by Osborne, goes baseline, passes out to Robinson. Robinson takes her dribble up top to Murray. Murray with the basketball now, drives right side, going to cross her up, drive inside the lane, put up a floater, and fouled on her way up to the shot. She will go to the line to shoot two.
I think it may have been on Compton.
Foul goes against Lady Lions, number 10, Compton, her first, team fourth of the half.
Hannah Murray looking for her first points of the game.
Murray at the line to shoot two with 26 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. First one is up and got it to fall. ...47-21 the score in favor of the Lady Lions on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Hannah Murray at the line. Second one is up, and we had some lane violations.
Well, I think it was both.
And
looked like
I think Geckler crossed first.
What?
They're going to just call it a jump ball. I think they both crossed at the same time.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
So they're going to call it a jump ball. No free throw.
Well, they haven't changed the possession arrow.
It'll be Lady Lions basketball.
Another change of possession arrow, yeah.
Compton will bring the ball up the floor, taking time. 15 seconds left to go. Passes off to Clark. Clark dribbles into the corner, backs it out to Engledow. Engledow passes over to Geckler on the left wing. Geckler up top to Clark, pulls up. 8 seconds to go, buries the three. Where's Katie Moore when you need her?
Yeah.
Macy Schreer gets the inbound. 2 seconds, one. Pulls up from the volleyball line.
Almost.
Just short off the back of the rim. No good as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Lions up 50-21. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Slukie Basketball right here on The Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking, available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Lady Siliki fans. Heading into the fourth and final quarter of action, Lady Lions lead the Lady Silukis 50-21. Lady Silukis start out with the basketball. I'm getting all kinds of mixed up here. Anna Murray gets the inbound, brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left side.
Almost traveled.
Picks up her dribble. Goes down low to Richards. Richards goes up and in. Compton gets the inbound, bringing the ball up the floor. Gets across timeline. Clark on the left side. Passes back off to Compton on the right wing. Compton with it now. Goes right. Picks up her dribble. Back up top to Clark. Clark looking inside. Lady Saluki still in their man-to-man defense. Puts up a floater. Count it. And one.
Macy Clark now with 22 points.
Clark at the line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Got a chance at the new school four-point play earlier, but yep. Didn't make it. She hits the free throw, making it 53-23.
We may have the running clock now. I don't know. 30-point difference.
7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter of action. Murray goes right side to Johnson. Johnson puts it on the floor, picks it up. Needs some help. Tipped away there by Osborne. Gets it up underneath the basket. Puts it up. No good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Compton. Compton gets it up the floor to Clark quickly. From the right wing down low to Hyatt. Hyatt puts it up. Blocked there by Richards into the hands of Gekler. Gekler puts it up. No good. Gets her own rebound and fouled on the way up.
The clock is running.
Gekler will go to the line to shoot two here as that foul goes against number 21. That's Emma Robinson. Gekler at the line to shoot two here. First one is up. Got it to go. Katie Moore coming in for Emma Robinson and Jaslyn Robinson checking in for Macy Schreer and Caitlin Bowersock also coming back in. She will check in for Allie Johnson. As Rob said, there is a running clock. Gekler at the line to shoot her second free throw. It is up. Got it to fall. 2-for-2 there at the line. First 2 points of the night, I believe, for Gekler. 55-23 in favor of the Lady Lions. Murray with it now. Dribbles left side. She's going to go all the way. Dump it to Richards at the last second. Puts it up and in from 3 foot. Compton taking her time. They're trying to waste as much time as possible. Picked up at half court by Hannah Murray. Goes right side to Osborne. Down low to Hyatt. Hyatt double teamed there. Puts it up. No good. Gekler gets the rebound, guarded there by Richards, hands it off to Compton. Compton backs it out to Osborne. Osborne from the left wing, she's directing traffic, brings it back up top, passes out to Clark. Clark guarded there by Robinson, brings it right side to the corner, picks it up, dumps it inside to Compton, over to Hyatt. Hyatt from the corner, she goes baseline, she's going to put it up and in off the glass. 57-25 with 5:10 to go. Murray brings the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline, picked up by Osborne, goes inside to Richards, goes up strong, up and in off the glass, and one. Richards will go to the line to cut this 30-point lead here. That foul went against number 55, Gekler, her fourth, team's fifth, as Gekler will check out of the game.
That's 13 points for Kylie Richards, six this quarter. She had seven come into the quarter, now she has a chance to pick up her seventh point this fourth quarter.
Engledow checked in there for Gekler.
Got it.
Richards hits the free throw. 4.5 minutes to go. Katie Moore came up, tried to put a little pressure on, 57-28. Murray picks up Compton at half court. Compton goes right side to Osborne, dribbles back up top, picks up a dribble, cross-court pass to Clark. Clark dribbles inside, puts it up from the free throw line, gets it to fall. Clark having a heck of a night here. Murray tried to pass off to Bowersock, but Bowersock was going a different way, picked up by Clark. Hyatt gets the rebound, up court quickly to Ingledow. Ingledow on the right wing, picks up a dribble inside to Hyatt. Hyatt over to Clark on the left wing. Hyatt holding the ball, dribbles into the corner, pulls up for three, off the side of the rim, no good. Richards with the rebound. Richards outlets to Murray. Murray gets the ball up the court. Moore with it now on the right side, pulls up just inside the three-point line, gets it to fall. 59-30 with 3.5 to go. Compton taking as much time as she can. Passes off to Clark on the left wing, holding the ball out there. Robinson giving her some room. Clark brings it back out near midcourt, passes right side to Ingledow. Ingledow dribbles right, dribbles back inside, out to Compton near the volleyball line. Over to Clark. Lady Lyons trying to run some clock here. Clark makes her move, goes down low to Hyatt. Wide open, up and in off the glass. 61-30, 2:55 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Hannah Murray gets it right side to Moore. Moore puts it on the floor, goes baseline, puts it up and in off the glass. Katie Moore with 4 points just like that, coming back in fresh off the bench. Compton looking over at her coach, seeing what to do, taking her time. 2.5 to go here. Compton goes left side to Clark. Clark fakes right, pulls up for three, gets it to fall. Holding it up there, making sure everybody knew she hit it, 64-22.
When has it fallen for, really?
Murray almost lost it there. Osborne all over the place, tipped it away, but will be called this time for the foul.
And substitutions for Marshall.
Coming into the game as Clark, Osborne, and Ingledow take a seat is Sollers, number 33, Rael, and Murphy, Rael. Ball inbound to Bowersock, down low to Richards. Richards loses control and out of bounds. It will be Lady Lion basketball.
And Macy Clark with 28 points.
As Compton checks out, number 25, Vital.
Giselle Vital, it looks like.
We'll check into the game. Sollers with the basketball. Dribbling right side. Gets a screen there from Murphy. Crosses up Richards. Back up top to Vital. Swings it around to Gamer. Gamer back to Sollers. Goes left side. Passes off to Vital. Vital out near the volleyball line. Gets it over to Gamers. Gamers looking low. Guarded there by Bowersock. Goes right. Picks up a dribble, gets it back out to Rael. Rael over Vital. Vital goes left side. Just under a minute to play to go. Sollers tried to drive the lane, stolen away there by Richards. Richards almost lost control there. Gets it to Katie Moore. Moore with it now, drives the lane, goes low to Richards. Richards is fouled on the way up. 40 seconds to go, and Richards will go to the line to shoot two, and that will probably be the end of the game.
Right.
They will stop the clock with 32 seconds to get some substitutions in. Checking in for the Marshall Lady Lions as Sollers takes a seat is number 32. That is Sanders. Checking in for Lady Salukis is Emma Robinson, Alyssa Street, and Lytle, I believe, as Richards hits them both. Hits them both.
Yeah, hit them both. They kept the clock stop at one of those, on those free throws, just so the players could get in there and see both free throws. So now
ball inbounded to Ray L. Robinson tipped it as she passes it across court to Gamers. Vital with the ball now, 20 seconds to go. Stolen away by Katie Moore. Katie Moore will go coast to coast.
She was fouled.
Fouled.
They're going to count the basket, yeah.
Looked like looked like the foul was before the basket.
I thought so, too. But
Katie Moore will go to the line with...
The game will end before she gets the free throw up.
Five
about
seconds
that time.
Left to go. Oh, they're going to stop the clock.
Yeah, I guess the situation that...
It's going to be bonus here. Or no, oh, no, it should just be one.
Yeah, she made the basket.
Or I don't think they counted it.
They may not have. I don't know.
So it's going to be 1-1. Hit the first one.
Well, I guess they did count it.
No, I think it was just okay. It was 34 when Reverend Richards made her second one.
It's the way they said, showed it, I guess. Looked like he was going to count it. But.
So he signaled like he counted it, but I guess he shook it off.
Because it was away from the basket.
Second one is up. Got it to fall. 64-37. 5 seconds to go. Ball bounded to Vitale. Stolen away by Katie Moore. Puts it up. No good. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Lions will win it here at the Doghouse. 64-36. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap it up and get some words from Coach Gray and pick the player of the game. We're back in two. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family friendly.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lady Lions win it here tonight, 64-36, your final score. And it was a good game for
first quarter and a half.
Katie Moore, I would have to say, shot of the game from behind half court and just made the buzzer beater.
Yeah, right at the end of the first quarter, made it 12-9 Marshall. That was right after Macy Clark hit a three for the Lady Lions. Macy Clark had 6 threes tonight on her way to 28 points. Marshall and Jillian Hyatt had 14. Kai Engeldahl had 11 on the third quarter. For Red Hill, Kylie Richards had 16. Katie Moore, 13. Hannah Murray, 1. 2 for Emma Robinson and 4 for Macy Shear. Lady Saluki's trailed 12-9 at the end of the first quarter, 27-13 at the half, 50-21 after three quarters, and the final score of 64-36. Marshall improves their record to 10-6, and the Red Hill falls to 5-6, I believe.
And Lady Saluki should be proud. That is a tough Marshall Lion team, and there's just not much you can do about it. You've seen what they've got, and should be able to bounce back for Saturday in conference tournament play.
And I'm not sure if they have a game, you know, on Thursday or something this week. You know, to get prepared for that, I'd have to look. I don't have their schedule in front of me right now. So, but if not, then they'll play. I think it's at 7:30 Saturday night against Marshall at Newton.
So they're going to be able to work out something here in practice, as they've seen. Hopefully, Coach Stacy Gray has got something in store four of the Lady Lions now that that they've seen him maybe switch up a defense to kind of shut down Katie Moore. And they're going to have to switch a little something up on offense because Osborne, she was just all over the place.
Right. The thing is, when they hit, but Macy Clark, I said, hit six threes. Ingle now hit three. So there's nine threes right there. I mean, if you can cut those down to four or five, you know, that's 14 or 15 points less. You're still behind, but at different points in the game, it depends on when they happen. So you have to hope they don't shoot like they did there in the this whole ball game. So.
And I think it's time for the build-offs and Ford tough player of the game. And I kind of have somebody in mind. I think you might agree with it. She crashed the board, got about almost every rebound of the night, and put up some pretty high points tonight. I think we're going to go with Kylie Richards.
Yep, and she had 16 points. Nine of them came in the fourth quarter. Katie Moore had 13. She had nine in the fourth quarter also, but she's had out part of the game. I'd say much of the game with foul trouble, and Kaylee didn't. So those two were probably the best candidates for play of the game. So we're going to go with the senior, Kylie Richards.
And as we wait for Coach Gray to make her way up here, we will go ahead and send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back to hear from her and wrap it up. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my
Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Lady Saluki fans, where Lady Saluki's fell to the Marshall Lady Lions, 64-36, the final score, and just they played their hardest is all they could do, and I feel like they pretty well left it all out on the court. Marshall Lions were just a tougher team, and they always have been, always will be, and there's not much you can do about that.
No, they're a pretty good talent team, and Macy Clark. I think she said she a senior. You said a senior.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Yeah. But she had 28 points, and I said 6 threes on the night for her. 3 threes for Kai Ingledow off the bench, and so there's 9 threes right there, and Hyatt hit one. So there's Jillian Hyatt hit one. There's 10 threes. There's 30 points right there. That's your point difference with on the threes. So.
And that Lady Slukies were just unable to stop them, and they had a hard time trying to spread the Lady Lions defense out whenever they brought the ball down the floor, and they were just having trouble down in the paint too. They were picking up some fouls and turnovers whenever they had the ball down there, and it Allie Johnson was just having a hard time whenever she'd get down there on the block and just try to turn into the lane to put it up, and just ran into a double team right off the bat.
And then on the offense, on the defensive part, Macy Clark was one of their taller girls, and she played on the perimeter line. She'd get screened, be out there on the wing just outside on the three-point line, and you're not going to block her shot. I think she's taller than, you know, the defender, so you got to try to get there and cause as much problem as you can, but it didn't really work tonight. So, you know, maybe the next time when they play on this coming Saturday, it could be a different story as far as the way they shoot.
Yeah, and hopefully they got some kind of defense that'll shut her down. Maybe some kind of zone, like a spread 1-2-2 almost.
Yeah, Tracy mostly plays man-to-man. But, that's her forte for defense. So, and the thing about it, when you shoot like they have, you know, if you miss those shots, you know, you get a rebound. You know, it can make a big difference. So it's a team can look real good when they shoot well, but if they don't shoot well, they can look bad even though they're not playing bad. So,
and the thing, you always got to think, if you got quick ball movement like the Lady Siluki's been trying to work on, and you get an open shot, an open look at the basket, then you just kind of just need to throw it up and really go for it, because you don't know if it's really going to go in, whether you take the shot or not. So, I mean, you got to at least try for it.
Right, yeah. But so Lady Six dropped to 4-5-5, and Marshall is 10-6. And again, Marshall led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter, 27-13 at the half, 50-21 after three quarters, final score of 64-36. We did have the running clock for about the last six or seven minutes of the game. So, but Lady Silkies fall tonight to the Lady Marshall Lions, 64-36.
We'll go ahead and send it back for a minute commercial break real quick as we are waiting on Coach Gray to make it up here. We'll give her a little bit more time to come out of the locker room, and we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Lady Silky Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Lady Siluki fans, as we are waiting Coach Tracy Gray to make her way up here. She is on her way up. It is a long time in the locker room, but as Coach Gray joins us, Coach, tough loss tonight. Marshall Lady Lions, always a tough team to beat. Not much of an answer for Macy Clark. She was all over the place, along with Osborne, with multiple steals on the night, but Clark and Engledow just lighting it up from the three-point line.
Yeah, they're a really good team. They beat everybody in the conference pretty bad. I was more worried about the things we weren't doing. I felt like we weren't really aggressive like we had been on defense. We were playing catch-up a lot. We'd turn and watch someone throw it, then try and get out. We haven't been doing that. So you kind of got to – I told the kids downstairs, you have to keep things in perspective. There are things you can control, and there are things you can't control. And basketball's a lot like life. You know, there's going to be those things. You got to figure out how to control your emotions and how to overcome some of those things. Because this is really, they're really good, but we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. I thought Kylie was kind of getting hammered a little bit down there under the basket several times, but she's just so big, people aren't going to make those calls. So, but we didn't get into our offense. We did a lot of things wrong, and that's kind of what we talked about downstairs. Right now, we have to come together as a team, and right now we're pretty divided, and that was evident tonight in a lot of ways. So we've got to fix some of those things, but we still, you know, we competed. We worked through some of those things late. We rebounded the ball better on the defensive end than we had been. At Paris, we just stood around. On the offensive end, I felt like we started out just watching it, and then we picked it up. But we've got to get into our offense better, and we've got to communicate. There was a lot of lacks of communication in several different spots down there. So those are some things that we'll have to fix. But here's the great part. We got to go play them again on Saturday.
Okay. Now, do you have a game in between there, or is that the next year or so?
No, the tournament starts on Thursday.
Okay.
And so we play them Saturday at 7:30 at Newton.
So the game plan this week is to come up with a
new game plan. We got to come up with a new game plan, yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
So getting a little bit more physical and crashing the boards, like you said, Kylie Richards just dominant on that part of the ball, but Allie Johnson was just having trouble down low on the block. Just she'd get the ball, but just was unable to turn into the
that's
lane.
That's her. That's some inexperience on her part. But here's what people forget about Allie Johnson. If there's one kid on the team that I respect more than anybody, it's Allie Johnson, because Allie Johnson didn't start playing basketball until she was an eighth grader. So she's years behind everybody else, and she has to bust her hump every practice just to be able to understand some of it. And she's just come a long way. And like I said, she's probably one of the kids I respect most on the team, because she sits and watches and she learns from other people's mistakes. And she really works hard not to make those mistakes and to fix anything she does wrong. So, yeah, she struggled a little bit tonight, but she'll keep getting better and she'll work at it. I can promise you that.
And Macy Schreer, always coming in first off the bench, doing an excellent job for you. But I think the play of the game tonight was the buzzer beater by Katie Moore.
The buzzer beater, yeah. Well, those kids play with the boys. They play that game tips with the boys in PE sometimes, and they'll practice those shots sometimes in practice. So it was a good shot. It gave us a little bit of a lift. We just struggled defensively tonight, and anytime we struggle defensively to guard, we're not going to come out on the winning end.
Well, you had a little bit of foul trouble too. That.
Oh my gosh, That's what I couldn't understand. It was 10-3, and my kids were going to the basket and getting hammered, and nothing was being called. So I didn't question, because the more you question, the worse it gets. But then late in the game we started running things and did some things right, and we got some buckets. So that's, you know, we have some positives, but we've got a lot of work to do to get ready for Saturday.
Well, Coach, good luck Saturday, and we hope you come out on top.
Thank you.
That's regular Lady Saluki Coach Tracy Gray following the Lady Saluki 64-36 loss to the Marshall Lady Lions. Marshall also in the JV contest by a score of 23-13.
Well, Rob, that'll just about do it for us here tonight, but we turn right back around tomorrow and make the trip up to Oblong and call the boys game tomorrow.
Be the second meeting. They met in the a game up at the Dietrich Tournament. Red Hill won that game 62-28, but that was then. Tomorrow's a different game, and then a long road trip on Friday night to go to Paris. So two conference games for the boys this week.
So going to be a long week ahead of us, and that'll just about do it here for us here at the Doghouse. For Gil T. Wilson, stepping in back to studio, keeping us on air the best he can. Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan C. Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.